Summit County Clerk Kent Jones said that on Tuesday night they counted about 17,000 ballots. Those were comprised of mail-in ballots they had received up to, but not including Tuesday, and ballots placed in the county drop boxes up until 3 p.m. Tuesday. But although county voting is now done mostly by mail or drop-off, Jones said the county saw a substantial number of people voting in person at the county's four voting stations. It's because a recent change in state law now allows same-day registration. A person showing up with proper ID and documents can register and then vote with a provisional ballot. Staffers at the clerk's office said that as of 8 p.m. Tuesday night, there were still as many as 60 people lined up to vote at the Richens Building voting station. Jones said for that reason he put off announcing the vote tallies until about 10 p.m. on Tuesday night.
We had tallied we had uploaded all the ballots, the 17,000, onto our system here by about 8:30 tonight. But I would not release results while there were people still voting, because there were people in line at the Richens Building at 8 o'clock that still had we waited until they finished voting before we released any results.
Yeah. Is that kind of protocol, or is that a legal requirement?
Well, it's my requirement. I wouldn't feel good about releasing results when there's still people out there voting. So we waited until all the four vote centers were shut down and people had voted, and then we released results.
He said he could only make a guesstimate of the number of in-person voters on Tuesday.
Just a guess, I think there'll be 1,000 people between Richens and Marsac. Colville, I think, had something over 200, and Camas had something around 300. So we probably got about another 1,500 people that voted today at vote centers throughout the county.
Following election night, the clerk's office still has to count whatever qualified ballots have come in by mail or been placed in the drop boxes or cast in Tuesday's in-person balloting.
Our first priority starting tomorrow now, we'll take all the vote center votes that were cast on election day, and we'll qualify all those. And then anything that comes in the mail with a good postmark that qualifies, we'll get them ready. And then between now and Friday, whatever comes in the mail that qualifies, plus we should have all the vote center votes ready to add to our election night totals. Yeah. From now.
And stuff in the drop boxes after 3.
Right. We'll pick up whatever the drop box is. We'll pick up the rest of the drop boxes first thing in the morning, and those will be included in with the by mail that we get in the morning.
Yeah. Jones said it's hard to estimate how many outstanding ballots are left to be tallied, but he said the voter turnout of ballots so far has come to about 67%.
We mailed out a little over 25,000, so we're just under 70% return on the mail, which is awesome for a midterm election. That's probably the highest we've ever been on a midterm. We're not that far behind what we were 2 years ago with the presidential elections.
County Clerk Kent Jones, who said an updated count will be announced on Friday and possibly another next Tuesday. The final canvas of votes is set for Tuesday, November 20th. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.